Hey, long time no see. It's great to see you again. It's been ages. Do you remember the last time we, at Samantha's housewarming thing? When was that? 2 years ago? God, time really does fly, huh? Oh, this thing? Thank you. It's just something I threw together at the last minute, really. You are not looking half bad yourself, if you don't mind me saying so. Been treating yourself well? Yeah, you look it. So, are you here with anyone? Oh, no? All by your lonesome, huh? Aww. Yeah, no, I'm not here with anyone either. So, I was thinking, do you want to maybe grab a couple of drinks and go somewhere more private? Oh, for talk, just talk, because, we really need to catch up on stuff. I'm a perfectly wholesome girl, I promise. Here, we can sneak into Lydia's bedroom. Don't worry, she and her girlfriend won't be back for a while. I saw the two of them wander off into town earlier with some of their friends. Come here, sit down next to me. Let's do some catching up. So, tell me, what are you doing with yourself these days? What else? Wow, really? Congratulations, I hear that's a really tough industry. Me, this and that. To tell you the truth, I was kind of drifting from one dead-end job to the next until I landed my current gig. It's, like modeling and stuff. Yeah, sort of like fashion modeling. It's pretty fun. But hey, enough about work, right? Tell me, you're not seeing anyone, are you? Okay, good, because I didn't want to get your partner all riled up and jealous in case I went ahead and did something like this. Too much? I know. I have a tendency to be a bit forward. But I really want to kiss you. What's that? Of course I look familiar, silly. I mean, I know we were never super close or anything, but since we've been out of school, we keep bumping into each other at friends' parties and stuff over the years. Always sitting just a couple seats apart from each other at the movies or at dinners and whatnot. Kind of funny, don't you think? Oh my god, I just remembered you nerds even roped me into a couple of D&D sessions back in high school. I'll bet you never thought I would agree to that. Well, I've always been nerd curious, I guess you could say. And I've always liked you. And I'm pretty sure you feel the same about me, right? No, it's okay. You don't have to answer. Just keep kissing me. What's wrong now? You've seen me on the internet? I mean, the internet's a big place, so I look like who? I don't know who you mean. Okay, you got me. I am her. I guess there's no point in hiding or sugarcoating it. I am a porn star. So, yeah, that's my big secret. No, my parents don't know what I do for a living. I moved out of their house as soon as I was able to, thank God. My friends don't either, though I think some of them suspect it by now. How did I get started in porn? I don't know. I just sort of fell into it sometime after I turned 18. I got scouted by a modeling agency one day and started doing some simple photo shoots, glamour photography, that type of thing. And as I kept doing more and more, the clothes kept getting skimpier until one day I was practically modeling in the nude. And I didn't really mind. I enjoyed the attention and the way I looked in those photos. Then a couple of other models suggested that I could earn some extra cash by joining them on set for, well, you get the idea. It seemed kind of seedy at first, but it paid well, and I had fun doing it. And besides, most of the people I worked with in front of and behind the camera were perfectly nice and respectful towards me. I know the stereotypes associated with this gig, and yeah, they do have some basis in reality, but they're not all complete degenerates, A lot of them are just very ordinary, down-to-earth people. That's not to say that they're mundane or anything, just, you know, ordinary. The kind of person you might bump into on the street on any given day. I'm babbling, aren't I? Sorry. I just get a little defensive about this stuff sometimes, I guess. I've just had so many people willfully misunderstand the whole thing, so... So what's with the meet cute, you ask? Because I want to get to know you better, silly. What do you mean, why you? Why not you? You're sweet. And you're pretty easy on the eyes, too. And I've kind of had a crush on you, like, forever. And besides, our paths just seem to keep crossing, almost like the universe is trying to tell us something. No, this is not some, you must be my one true love bullshit, cross my heart. But don't you think it's pretty weird how we've just kept finding each other over and over again without even looking? That's kind of the reason why I decided to make a move on you tonight. I wanted to see if we could take this little thing of ours a bit further. Besides, to tell you the truth, I've been feeling pretty lonely lately. Yeah, I know what you're thinking. Ooh, a porn star getting lonely. How does that even work? Isn't she, like, surrounded by men 24/7? But you gotta understand something. That's my job. I mean, some days it's fun, sure, but some days it's just in and out, you know? No pun intended. Sorta. My point is, it's sex work. Work. The clue is in the title. It's not the same thing as companionship. Not by a long shot. And before you ask, yes, I have dated other porn stars. That can be fun sometimes, but some of them can be a little extra. Like, they just don't know how to turn off the porn star thing when they're at home, and I think I need something different. I need to be with someone who's not, you know, in the biz. Yeah. I realize that might seem, I don't know, intimidating and whatnot, but it's over the top for a reason. I mean, that's just what we do. We're actors of sorts. We play to the camera, exaggerate, you know, kind of like how guns and explosions always sound louder in movies than they do in real life. It's all just part of the fantasy. The job is to sell it, not to be 100% realistic. And in the end, there's no consequence. Whatever scene it is that we're playing out for people, I guess that's at least half the appeal right there. You use it to get off, and then you go on with your day. It's really the same reason that people read books, watch movies, play video games, go to the theater, all that stuff. It's all just an escape from the everyday. Porn videos are just this imperfect way of delivering those fantasies. Like, did you ever see that one movie where people could record their memories for others to experience, like it was all happening to them? I figure that's the next logical step. The whole total artwork thing. Imagine if people could just live out their fantasies whenever they wanted. They'd probably go through their lives feeling a whole lot more fulfilled. Probably. Or maybe they'd just be as dissatisfied as ever. I don't know. And it's not always easy, okay? Like, people always talk about sloppy seconds. Crap like that. Ugh, that phrase makes my skin crawl. And don't get me started on the whole double standard. You know what I'm talking about. When a guy sexes up a bunch of girls, he's pretty much going to be high-fiving his friends for the rest of the week. But if a girl enjoys the same kind of romantic escapade, she's branded a whore, or a slut, or used up, and just garbage like that. But I sincerely hope you know that's not how it works. I have had hundreds of partners. Yes, literally hundreds, no exaggeration. Pussy's still tight as fuck. And then there's always that strange duality. It's like, people desire you, but at the same time, they look down on you because of what you do for a living, because they feel that you're not exclusive enough for them or whatever. Yeah, that whole complex. You know the one I'm talking about. But in the end, we're just people. We go to work on set. we hit our marks, say our corny lines, take our clothes off, and get it on in front of a bunch of people who've pretty much seen it all at this point. Then we take coffee breaks, eat pizza, and trade silly cat pics, just like everyone else. Think of it this way. Imagine if it was like cooking. Like if eating professionally cooked meals was frowned upon the way sex work is, and this would be like dating a chef or something. Okay, it's not a perfect analogy, but you know what I mean. Sure, a chef might be busy cooking food all day, but that doesn't mean they don't enjoy a quality meal in the intimacy of their own home. I know I'm asking for a lot of trust, and I know it's a big ask. To be honest, it's caused a lot of friction in my previous relationships. Things kept falling apart because my real-life partners just couldn't get over what I do for a living. They always felt that me doing my job was somehow cheating on them. But cheating isn't just about sex, you know? It's the dishonesty. It's the going behind each other's backs, not just the purely physical stuff. Some people can be perfectly happy together even if they're polyamorous. It just takes a lot of openness and trust. I don't know. People take the sex itself so fucking seriously, they forget about everything else there is to a relationship. So I get why you're hesitant, but if I was your girlfriend, well, think about it this way. I've had a ton of experience already, and I spend most of my work days surrounded by sexual partners giving me pleasure. Even after all that, I'm into you. You and what you bring to the table. That's my real life desire. So, at the end of the day, you're exactly the kind of person I want to come home to. Look, I'm not asking you to pledge your undying love to me right away or whatever. I'm just asking you to give us a chance and see where it goes. You will? Oh, thank you. I can't tell you how freaking nervous I was. I'm just working up the courage to even come and talk to you tonight. Yes, I'm still shy. So what? That hasn't changed since high school. Shut up. Porn stars can be shy too. Oh, baby, you look so flustered. What's wrong? Performance anxiety? Oh God, you are just too precious. Come here. You're worried that you won't measure up? Baby, come on. You have nothing to worry about, I promise you. I know. The whole porn narrative always tells everyone that bigger is automatically better, but it's not like people make love using just their cocks. Or at least the ones that do, well, they can get kind of lazy about the whole thing. Trust me, I should know. It's like a lot of them will just try to let their girth do all the work, and good sex is about so much more than that. I mean, yeah, big cocks are nice and all. I'm not saying they're not, but you gotta bring something more to the bedroom than just size. For me, it's all about how you touch your partner, how you tease them, make them feel wanted and desired, and then deny them a little just to get their blood flowing. Like this. Oh God, you really are anxious, aren't you? Is something wrong? Oh, I see. It's been a while for you, huh? How long has it been exactly? Oh, that is quite the dry spell. No, there's nothing wrong with that. It's kind of cute, actually. I just can't believe that a nice, good-looking guy like you hasn't landed a girlfriend in such a long time. But yeah, I suppose confidence and being outgoing have something to do with it too. Don't be nervous, baby. Let's just start slow, okay? I've got an idea. Why don't we curl up together under the covers and watch one of my movies on your phone? We can just relax and see where things go from there. Wow, you have so much of my stuff bookmarked. Are you sure you didn't know it was me at first? Okay, I believe you. Totally. I bet you've stroked yourself to some of it too, huh? Maybe even a lot of it? Yeah? I mean, how else would you have guessed my secret identity? You must have gotten intimately familiar with some of these performances, huh? You want to know something? That is really fucking hot. So, what do you want to watch? Let's see what we have. Horny Potter and the Philosopher's Boner? Oh, right, you've seen that one. It was kind of a surprise hit, to tell you the truth. Ground Hump Day? I agree. Too repetitive. What else? The Mating Call of Cthulhu? Yeah, that one's a bit of an acquired taste, not to mention the debates about the pronunciation. To be fair, they did put a lot of work into the special effects. I'm pretty sure not many companies have tried doing live-action tentacle sex before. Free Willy? Yeah, that one's self-explanatory. Maybe a bit too much to start with. How about this one? It's a little vanilla, but I think it'd be the perfect warm-up for us. All right, looks like we have a winner. Oh, hey, there's candles on the nightstand. Vanilla-scented. How appropriate. No, I'm not judging, I swear. And I'm pretty sure you like the ambiance, too. Get the lights for me, would you? There. Much more romantic, don't you think? Come here and kiss me. Baby, you're tensing up again. Shh, it's okay. Just lie back and relax. I'm gonna take good care of you. Let's get these off for starters. Oh, that is quite the bulge you've got building up there. Is that all for me? You shouldn't have. Go on, take your shirt off. I'll get your boxers. Baby, you've got such a nice cock. I just want to put my mouth all over it and just kiss it and lick it all over like this. You taste so good. I love stroking this beautiful cock and your balls. Looks like you're building up quite the load for me. I can't wait for you to shoot it all over my face. Or my tits, or in my mouth, or my belly, or in my pussy, anywhere you want. I want it. I need it so bad. Fuck. How does that feel, baby? Do you feel good? Yeah? Well, what if I do this? Mm-hmm. Oh my god. No, I'm okay. I've had plenty of practice. I've been practicing for you. Oh, I'm gonna take you all the way down. Right now. Okay, let me go again. Don't hold back this time. If you want to come, do it. You can shoot all your sperm down my throat and straight into my stomach if you want. You'll just have to pay me back while we wait for you to get ready for round two. Are you ready? Good. Because I'm not going to hold back this time. Are you close, baby? Good. Because I'm about to finish you off like you have never been sucked off before. I'm going to take you all the way down to your balls, and I'm going to massage the underside of your cock with my soft tongue until you come down my throat. Baby, that was fucking amazing. God, I'm dizzy. Oh, no, for real. Fuck. That was quite the load you'd built up just for me. But, like I said, you have to pay me back. I mean, you're getting all soft, and that's no good, is it? Don't worry. You can still make me feel good, even if it isn't with your cock. Hold that thought. I need to get the rest of these clothes off first. Enjoy the show. Okay, move over, baby. I wanna sit on your face. Let me just lower myself down to your... to your mouth. Don't be shy. Dive right in. Oh, that's right. Use your tongue. Use your fingers. Oh, you are good at this. Oh, right there, that's it. Oh, a little harder right there. Oh, God, why are you so good at this? I need to go faster. I have to ride your face. I have to ride it now. Are you ready? Oh, keep that tongue going. Fuck. 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 That feels so... Oh, yes. Yes. Fuck. Fuck. Keep going. Don't stop. Keep going. Fuck. Oh. Oh. Harder right there. Right there. Right there. Hold it. Oh. Oh. Oh, fuck, baby. Oh, oh, drink my cum. Drink my cum. Oh, fuck. Oh, my God. Are you all right? Oh, that wasn't too much, was it? Okay. Oh, good. You're doing perfect so far. I told you we'd make a good match. Ooh, and it looks like your friend here is ready for round two. So, how do you want to consummate, baby? Oh, me? I like all kinds. Doggy style, reverse cowgirl, sideways, standing up against the wall, bent over the counter, plain missionary, you name it. But there's one position that I really love. You want to know what it is? You want to guess? It's prone bone. You've never tried it? It's pretty similar to doggy style, except that your partner is lying down and you straddle them from behind and you just plow right into them. Mm-hmm. You can even hook your legs around theirs for, you know, extra grip. And it feels amazing. Like, well, it's like having my insides massaged by a cock. Yeah, it's my favorite, if I'm being honest. Our directors aren't big fans because it's kind of hard to film, but I just love it. Lying down, being completely open and submissive to my partner while he pounds into me as gently or as hard as we both want. You want to give it a try? Okay, let me just lie down on my stomach and spread my legs for you. Yeah. It feels good with your weight pressing down on me like that. Oh, yes. Just push yourself deeper inside. Fuck, that feels good. I've been thinking about this with you for a long time. Oh. Does that feel good for you? Your first time with a porn star? Oh, yes. Yes. Keep fucking me like that. Yeah. You can go faster. Come on. I want you to take me and make me yours. Yes. Fuck. That's perfect. Keep going. Just like that. Reach around. Feel my breasts. Grab them. Twist them. Oh, oh, oh. Fuck. You feel... God, you feel good. I'm not gonna last long. Oh, God, your hand on my throat. Hand in my hair. Fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Baby, you're gonna make me come. You're gonna make me come again. Come with me, baby. Come inside. Your porn star girlfriend. Fill me up with your hot cum. Fuck. Oh, fuck, baby. Oh, like that. Right there. Right there. Right there. Oh, 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 God. Oh, oh, fuck. baby. That was wonderful. Let me up. Let's roll over. Oh. Was it good for you too? I'm glad. Oh. You want to take a shower together in a bit? It's so nice that there's an en suite. We don't even have to see anyone until we're ready. All right, let's cuddle first. This feels nice. No, not down there. It tickles when you kiss my neck like that. Yeah, it is different when you're not, you know, performing to a camera or an audience. It's just what I needed. Thank you. But just to give you fair warning, I might lapse into some of my old tricks if we keep doing this. Like, don't freak out if I go, "Oh, Daddy," at some point. Old habits die hard. You're not having second thoughts, are you? Baby, I told you. I want you. I mean, imagine how jealous your friends will be, for one. Not to mention, you'd be showing the world that you have a fuck ton of confidence to be dating a porn star. And last but not least, I can guarantee you some of the best sex you'll ever have in your life. How does that sound? Good. Come here, baby. Give me a kiss. Now, how about that shower?